Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week saw several victories in the battle for religious freedom. One of the biggest took place right here in Montana when the Billings City Council rejected a second attempt to pass a so-called LGBT non-discrimination ordinance, and this time it failed by an even larger margin. It was an exclamation point on a similar attempt in 2014 when a tie vote was broken in our favor by the Billings City Mayor. For those in favor of the ordinance, the loss was just too much. They went apoplectic, led by the editorial page of the Billings Gazette, ever the bastion of fairness and journalistic integrity. Not. This was the second double loss faced by proponents in the past year. The first took place in Dillon last February, when that city defeated a second NDO attempt. As I listened to both sides present their case, it dawned on me that nothing has really changed since this movement came on the scene roughly 20 years ago. The proponents came at the issue from an emotional standpoint. They spoke of the fear of losing jobs, the fear of being denied housing, and the fear of being denied service at local stores. Opponents came at the issue from a pragmatic viewpoint. They spoke of the right to the free exercise of religion and the fact that there are hundreds of lawsuits currently attempting to force people of faith to participate in same-sex weddings and attempting to force all public facilities to allow men who think they're women to use women's restrooms and locker rooms. One of the opponents talked about the Gallatin County case of a man who identified as a woman, then raped a 16-year-old girl, then demanded to be locked up in the women's section of the jail. In another case out of Alaska, a man who identified as a woman demanded to be given a bed in the Women and Families wing of the Anchorage Rescue Mission. At points in the evening, it appeared that both sides were talking past each other. The LGBT proponents were speaking of a fear that was unrecognizable to the opponents, and those opposed to the NDO were talking about the freedom of religion to a group that generally pays lip service to God if they even acknowledge Him at all. In fact, right in the center of the room was a prominently displayed sticker on one of the councilman's computers that read, quote, "Good without a God," end quote, which happens to be the motto of the American Humanist Association. The one bright spot in the evening, other than the vote itself, was how respectful each side was to the other. The Billings Police Department provided extra security, but it wasn't necessary. In fact, after 20 years of debating this issue, I've never seen an instance where extra security was needed. So where do we go from here? Those in favor of the NDO promised to be back, but the true battleground has shifted. One of these NDOs has not passed at the state level in over a decade. Only 20 states have them, 30 do not, and the battle has moved to the courts. In the meantime, while we wait for those decisions, the people of Billings will go on being tolerant and respectful, even without the heavy hand of a so-called NDO. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.